We continue on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We just finished the story with Rabbi Elazar ben Parta. That Rabbi Elazar ben Parta was saved, and Rabbi Hanina ben Trudian, when they were both jailed, informed him as much. And now we get to the story of Rabbi Hanina ben Trudian's tragic end. Asul Rabbi Hanina ben Trudian. So they brought him. They brought Rabbi Hanina ben Trudian onto trial. Amrulay, they said to him, Amaika asakta be'oraisa, why were you learning Torah? Amrulahu, kasher tivani Hashem Elokai. He said, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. Miyad gazru of l'sreifa. Immediately, he was sentenced to be burnt. But not only him, v'al ishto lahariga, his wife was killed, v'al bito leshe be'kubas, and his daughter was forced to dwell among prostitutes. So now the Gemara is going to explain all three punishments. All of Lisrefa, why was he sentenced to be burning? Shai Hoges Hashem Be'osiyosa, because he, as Rashi says, would darshan the 42 letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's what it means, Hoges Hashem Be'osiyosa. Tosos says differently. Tosos says that he would recite the Shem HaMiuchad, Yud Kei Vav Kei, he would say it regularly, which we do not do, and that was his punishment. It's not a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, we just say Adonai instead. V'hechi how could Rabbi Hanina ben Trudian possibly do something like this? V'hatnan, So someone who says, these are the people that don't have a portion in Olam Haba. Someone who says Torah is not from heavens, Tches Mesim is not from the Torah. Abba Shaul Omer, Af HaHogas Hashem, even someone whose Hogas Hashem has Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba, and you're telling me that Rabbi Hanina ben Trudian was doing something, such a thing? So the Gemara says, Lehislamed Avad. No, he was doing it Lehislamed. He was doing it for educational purposes. Kidetanya lo silmad lasos, avalata lamad lahavin. There are certain things you can't do, but to teach others so that they know the proper ways, that's permissible. Well, if he was doing it for chinuch purposes, el my time ayanish, why was he punished? Says the Gemara, mishum hoga es Hashem bos bifarhesya. The issue was hoga es Hashem in public. That's what he did, which was wrong. And that's why he was punished. Again, it sounds like the punishment, the crime doesn't fit the punishment, but nevertheless, as Rashi says, the top line, "Mi Yehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdek im hatzadikim kechut ha'asayra," that the Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the righteous very strictly, and as a result, he was punished with sreifa. Now the Gemara continues, "Val ishto lahariga," his wife was also sentenced to death. Why was this? "Delo michabe," because she didn't stop him from hoges Hashem b'farhesia. Mikan Amru, from here we see, Kol mi sheyesh biyado limchos ve'eino mocha, anyone who has the opportunity to prevent others from sinning and doesn't, ne'nash alav, they are punished. And strikingly so, it could even be that strict that that person will be put to death as well. Va'albito leshev b'kuvish al zonos, why was his daughter punished by being thrown into a group of among prostitutes? Dam Rav Yochanan, pa machas haisa bito mehalachas lifnei gedolei Romi. One time, Rabbi Hanina ben Trudian's daughter was walking in the street, passing by the nobles of Rome. Amru, when they passed her by, they said, "Kama nos pasio sesha ribazu." Look at this woman! How beautiful are her steps? She's attractive. Miyad diktika b'fseoseha. She heard them. She heard their catcalls, and then she became careful about her steps. She watched her steps to make sure that she continued to impress them with her walk. V'hainu d'amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, and based on that, Rav Shimon ben Lakish expanded, "My dechsiv avon akeva yisubeni," that the sin of my heel surrounds me. Avonos she'adam dash be'akava bol mazeh mesubim lo liyam adin. That these sins that a person does with their heel in this world will go with them to judgment day. So here you have three situations of three of a family that were all put to death, and the main reason they were put to death is because they caught Rabbi Hanina teaching Torah in public. But as a result, they found grounds to also put the wife and daughter in jail and kill them. And again, their sins weren't any violations against the Roman government, but nevertheless, we understand it as a divine punishment for their behaviors. Bishashiyatushlashtan, when the three of them were sent out to be killed, Tzidku alemas adin, they acknowledged the judgment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu amar, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion said, Hatzur tamim paolo kichol derechav mishpat, that God is like a rock, he's pure, he's perfect. V'ishto amru, and his wife said, El emunah ve'ein avel, he's a God of truth and there's no mistakes. Bito amra, and the daughter said, Gedol ha'itza, great is his advice, v'rav ha'aliliyah, and mighty is, are his deeds, asheinecha p'kuchos l'kol darchei, that v'chuli, that God's eyes are open on all of the paths. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe, which again we've said a, no, noticed, noted a few times, always commenting on the stories, Kama gedolim tzadikim halalu shenizdamnu lehem shalosh mikros shel tzedakah din. How great are these three righteous people who, as they're ready to be killed, they have these three psukim of judgment that they are reciting b'shas tzedakah din at the time when the judgment is upon them to be accepted or not. So here, that's the end of the story of Reb Chanina ben Tradion, and his wife and his daughter.